الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Hajj is where Islam proves, in practice, its opposition to any form of discrimination. Here is a part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution on May 17, 2023, during a meeting with Iranian officials in charge of organizing and conducting the Hajj pilgrimage this year. This house, that is Al-Kaaba, this means headquarters, this fundamental center should never be left empty. A means of maintenance for mankind. This is a very important statement. There are numerous verses in the Quran about Hajj. Another verse is the blessed verse in Surah Al-Hajj. And proclaim the Hajj to all the people. They will come to you on foot and on lean camels, coming from distant places, that they may witness the benefits of them. Chapter 22, verses 27 to 28. The people, the nation, the Islamic nation, should come to Hajj from all over the world so that they can see its benefits with their own eyes. Witness means they should watch, see, and be present in the place where these benefits exist. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked if these benefits are benefits that one receives in the afterlife. He said that no, the benefits are for this world and the hereafter.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The Islamic nation benefits from Hajj in a way that cannot be gained by any other factor like this international meeting. It is only possible with this global meeting. The worldly benefits from it include improvements in the Islamic world's level of civilization due to the mutual understanding and harmony that exist in it. There are some things that are very apparent but remain hidden from human eyes. This is one of them. The sacred lawmaker, that is Allah, addresses all the members of the Islamic Ummah and proclaims the Hajj to all the people. This is in Al-Quran, chapter 22, verse 27. There are also points to be understood in the word people that I do not wish to go into right now. Some verses of the Quran speak about the people instead of the believers. One of these verses is, and proclaim the Hajj to all the people. Hajj belongs to all of humanity. Prophet Ibrahim's call was addressed to all of humankind.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.